Well, so we're going to do a commentary for the...
And I'm eating salad.
Yeah. So we're going to do a commentary, and it's going to be for the Rock and Roll Horror Movie Black Roses. Right?
No.
Okay. Rock and Roll Nightmare.
No.
Well, there's only one other I can think of. Oh, Terror on Tour!
No, I wanted to do that.
Oh. No, it's for what, Dana?
Rocktober Blood.
You got rainbow eyes.
Yeah, Steve loves that.
So.
You'll probably hear him say that quite often during this commentary.
Yeah. So, right now this is only available on VHS, and we have the VHS, but we don't want to have to hook up our VCR in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a VHS rip that I got from the internet, the evil internet.
Oh.
So
you're in trouble, Steve.
And well, I'll be going away for a long time if I get caught. Let's just say that.
I won't have a husband.
I'll have to leave the country like Julian Assange from WikiLeaks. Whatever. Maybe they'll make a movie about
me. Roman Polanski, but Roman Polanski was in trouble because he messed with an underage woman.
But here we go. We're going to start the movie.
Okay.
So we'll see if there's any kind of...
How loud do you got this thing?
I'm going to adjust it.
Yeah.
Enough for us to hear and people to hear just so they can sync it up.
They can hear me crunching on my salad.
Right. And, of course, my player takes a while for it to start playing the movie. So let's, how long has it been since, when did you first hear about Rocktober Blood?
Okay, Steve's probably heard this story, so he's probably going to zone out. My brother and I used to, My brother and I used to go to a place in Owensboro that was like a huge flea market, and people used to sell things really, really cheap there. Like, I used to get Fangorias from this one guy that sold old issues for cover price. So, anybody that remembers how much Fangorias were years and years ago knows that was a good deal. So, I would go through what this guy had and you know, just pick out and say how much for these. But anyway, we went one time and there was a guy selling VHS, and he just had a variety of VHS. Some of them were old rental tapes, and I saw this one in a clear case, and it said Rocktober Blood on the label, and I was like, but of course there was no box or anything, so I didn't know what it was about. It just sounded like
a clear box, clear plastic case,
yeah,
from the, like, you get to the store,
the rental store. And had somebody's name written on it or something. But anyway, I thought, it sounds like a horror movie. And the guy was just wanting, like, I think, like, maybe a few bucks for it. Under $10. So I thought, well, I'll go ahead and buy it. So I bought it from him, took it home, put it in. The only thing wrong with my VHS was the beginning was messed up. I watched it one time all the way through, and it was fine. The second time I put it in, you had to get it past a certain spot at the very beginning before it would play well.
Okay. Well,
so that was my...
We got it going. We're at the 2-second mark. We're seeing a Jack Daniels bottle next to a soundboard. And
is it Jack Daniels?
Yeah. Go.
Okay, Billy.
Sebastian International Pictures presents...
A film by the Sebastians.
The Bastions. Oh, I like that, the graphic for the title.
Yeah.
It makes it look like an old episode on TV of something, you know.
There's old Billy Eye.
His name's Trey Loren.
Well, that's his real name, but his name on the movie is Billy Eye.
Billy Eye.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to sound cool.
Donna Scoggins.
Is Donna Scoggins the main chick on here? Can't remember.
She's second billing, I would hope so. I mean, I'll be honest, I was late to the party on this one. I've seen all the other ones.
All the other rock horror movies?
Yeah, I saw Rock and Roll Nightmare, and that's another one that needs a commentary, probably, because that's fucking incredibly crazy.
We'll have to do that if nobody else comes out with
one. And then Black Roses is pretty good. I mean, I like it.
Roses is fun.
I like the poster. I got the poster before I seen the movie, I think, or around the same time. But Black Roses is pretty cool. But the poster is really good.
Nigel Benjamin, who's heck's that?
He sounds like a dude from Spinal Tap. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I've never watched this of Spinal Tap.
Wow.
I know. That's bad.
It's pretty funny on...
We had that at work.
It's pretty funny on DVD. They do some stuff on there, but anyway... even on the menu system, it's funny.
Is it funny like... House of a Thousand Corpses funny for on the menu screen?
Yeah, in the same vein, but a little slightly different. Look at that. That fucking dude looked like Jimmy Fallon with a perm. With a big fucking, with a fro perm. He's back, is what he's saying, right, Dana?
Yeah, and I guess the main chick, I guess she's just like one of those groupies that kind of...
I thought she was in the band.
She's not in the band until later.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away.
There he is, Jimmy Fallon.
He does look like Jimmy Fallon. I never noticed that before, but Steve brought that.
He's doing Adam Sandler.
This guy screams a lot. Run away, yeah! Steve could sing like that. Yeah.
I like the Bahama scene behind him. What the hell is that about? Got some birds.
It looks like it was drawn by a high school art student.
This is the Panama Jack Studios. I will attack.
That's that guy, Chris. Maybe he's Nigel Benjamin, because I think he's like he sounds English
he's
or something.
British.
Yeah.
I have a hairy back.
I think Steve has the soundtrack to this.
Hell yeah, I do.
We were listening to it.
Oh, once. It's a group. It's the group Sorcery, isn't it?
I can't remember.
I think they did same. If it's the same band, they did the soundtrack to a movie called Stunt Rock out of Australia, and that was like some big. That movie's like $35 on the. I mean, there's
$35.
Yeah, it's like limited. It's on the Code Red, and it's been on Turner Classic Movies a lot. You know, on their late night Friday, Saturday.
Really, area. I think he's getting some kind of sexual gratification out of this song. And that guy likes to smoke. Is he smoking a joint or a cigarette?
He went from, like, no smile to a big smile.
That's kind of scary.
Because, I mean, it was like, he wouldn't even, you know, that scene probably was going on 2 weeks before or something.
I mean, I'm not trying to put this girl down or anything, but her character's the typical, I guess, rock core groupie.
Look, he's got a hair. He's got a bandana around, but you can't even see it in his hair.
Oh, and all the bandana.
He got some good hair, man.
He's got a gold chain too.
Look at that. It's lost in his hair.
Well, what's the purpose of having it then?
I guess it's fucking keeping some sweat off his brow, but
he's awfully sweaty.
Of course I did. What did you want me to tell her? Well, he just sung like a freaking maniac for 2 minutes.
Her hair's too short, though.
Yeah.
I think later on it gets longer. Plus, she wears a lot of wigs.
Come on, Kevin.
Let's kick this in overdrive.
Don't get excited. Calm down, right?
This guy reminds me of somebody, the guy that's mixing the tapes and stuff. She's singing Rainbow Eyes. He didn't like that tape.
That sucked.
Come on, calm down, alright? Okay, here we go.
And for my MST3 people, that's... It stinks. That's from Pod People.
Or, as Cartman would say on South Park,
it's lame! You got the rainbow.
You know, it'd be funny if Cartman was sitting over there.
Yeah.
And, it's lame. Do it again.
Neither can I. Let's call it a day.
Okay. Are you gonna go home now?
How you get that rock and roll hair like that dude back there?
You like that hair?
Well, back in the day, it's like it's fucking like Rod Stewart hair. And he had
it is
shit.
Like Rod Stewart hair.
I've never seen Rod Stewart have normal hair. It's always like that. He's like 70 or something.
Rod Stewart's got, for some reason, Rod Stewart's got sex appeal. I don't know if it's because he's a rock star or what. He gets some women.
Yeah, he gets some. Gets some women.
Of course, he sings his ass off though.
Now he's okay. Look.
I'm gonna go to the game room, have a drink, and I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
So he's drinking there, but he's gonna go into another room and have more drinks.
He's taking him another bottle in there.
He got that JD, some Jack Daniels.
Uh oh. Black boots, Steve.
That's echoing back to Jallows. It's a tribute to Jallows.
Only it's black boots and not black gloves.
Yeah. They were going to have the guy walk on his hands in black gloves, but they thought, nah, that's too much. Whoa, look at
that. There's those really cheesy video games from the 80s.
They weren't cheesy. They were awesome.
They were awesome in the 80s. Now, is he playing pinball?
Yeah.
I
heard
pinball.
He plays a mean pinball thing.
He's the pinball wizard. I got all kinds of games. What's that other game?
It's lost in translation. Oh!
Well, who's killing them, Steve?
Hey, game over. Game over, dude!
He's tilted.
Game over! Is he wearing leather pants?
I hope so.
Fuck that shit. Oh, hell yeah. Hot tub,
we'll
honey.
Go and get a nude scene here right at the beginning. I think she's got tan lines, though, Steve.
Yeah, I don't like them, but I'll take them.
And she's also a super skinny chick.
Well.
You said you didn't like super skinny.
Ooh. She got white butt.
Yeah. Well, see those tan lines? You can tell where her underwear or bathing suit was.
Well, in the 90s, they wouldn't have tan butt because everybody go tan and naked. I tan naked.
We don't want to know about it, Steve.
I put my underwear over my balls and my,
Steve.
My twig and berries so they wouldn't get cancer.
No, you just did that because if somebody opened up the tanning bed, you didn't want them to see your stuff.
And ain't nobody going to open it up. If it's a hot chick or something.
You'd be like, baby, come in here with me.
Yeah, we'd screw kind of in there getting our butts burnt.
That's a real nice thing to be saying around your wife.
Well, I'm sorry. Speculative sex upsets you that in my past. What's that red stuff? Is that lettuce?
Yeah.
Red lettuce?
Yeah. There's red lettuce.
Wow.
There's green lettuce. It's all kinds of lettuce.
There's a rainbow. Rainbow lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Mr. Black Boots is coming in.
He's walking.
Steve squeezed my fingers and they're sore from work.
Excuse me. And of course, VHS is, you know, black and on VHS rips is awesome because. Because
you can't see crap.
You can't see nothing. And oh!
She was like, oh, here you go, Steve.
Golly. She's not too skinny.
She's pretty skinny.
You see the boobs.
Eh. She don't have real big boobs.
They're all right. Is the hot tub room soundproof, I'm guessing?
Yeah, you don't want...
What kind of hot tub room has, like, trees and shit in it?
That's a rock hot tub room.
Oh, fuck. Somebody's going to get something done.
Of course.
Oh!
Right between her boobies.
Wouldn't that be hard to go through? Because it's not fucking sharp.
And she had no shoes on?
They came off. He was dragging her.
Oh, okay.
So what the fuck? Is she she's acting like she took a shower?
Well, and she had jeans on earlier, didn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah, she had jeans on earlier, and now she's got shorts on.
Well, she...
I don't know if that was a continuity problem.
I mean, that's a major problem, isn't it?
Who's to me?
Jeans versus shorts.
I'm going to write into them.
I'm going to write a letter to 1986.
I'm going to write a letter to the Sebastians.
Yeah, the Sebastian bros.
He's doing crack.
No, he's not. No. Is he? I thought he was smoking marijuana.
I don't know. She asked him to. No, he's. I think he's got a crack pipe.
They look the same. Glass is a crack pipe. I don't know what that is.
He terminated Kevin. Kevin was the guy with the Rod Stewart there. What's the matter with you tonight?
I'm playing my music back. I wanted to make sure the message was coming through.
Yeah, but I don't think you do that with marijuana. You don't.
No, I have not.
Where's Mary?
Mary's that chick that something went through her breastbone.
She's hanging around in the other room, Dana.
That guy's a funny guy. He looks like he's got a bowling shirt on. A modified bowling shirt.
And he's got the still got the bandana on.
There's going to be a funny thing coming up here, or I think it's funny.
Yeah.
He wants her to sing Rainbow Eyes, damn it.
Everybody wants to hear that again.
You're crazy, Billy. Mary Payne, if they're done, you want me to sing? Are you killing her? I think that's hilarious, dude.
I know.
Look at that light, just... I never noticed
that. He's the only killer in slasher history that has like a bandana on his head.
If anybody can think of any other killers that have bandanas on their head, have to write in.
Write in at 2 Against the Podcast at Pueblo, Colorado, P.O. Box 123.
You could write to Wes Vance at deadpit.com. He's going to, is he going to rape her?
What do you think about rape, Dana? What's your opinion on rape?
I don't think that.
That's a, yeah.
So, we've,
sing what I want to sing.
We've established that you need fear in your voice when you sing rock music.
Baby.
Ooh. He cut under her boob. He's going to cut her boob.
He's going to cut her her small implant out.
This thing's just funny. Hold on.
Okay, Barney Fife. What the freak?
Yeah, but the...
Is this bad as the cops in Last House on the Left?
Oh, I don't think they're quite that bad. It's just the dialogue's funny.
Come here.
I'm gonna kill your ass.
Yeah, but that comes in. You're arrested.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It's 2 years later.
Yeah.
Rocktober blood
to
a press party.
Wait till you see this one guy here in a little bit.
What's he doing? Like an interpretive dance?
Yep.
Oh, he's doing mime in a mask. Rock mime.
No.
That almost caught on.
Now he's doing a moonwalk.
And he's got the fucking bandana around the knee. He's doing the robot.
Oh, here's this guy from, I don't know what it's called. It's supposed to be like a poor man's MTV or something. But they can't call it MTV.
I'm going to probably call it Rock TV. Or
no, it's like V something.
Video. I would do it. He's got some nose candy.
Yep. They're doing coke. Call it toot.
Nose whiskey. Is they...
I heard it called nose candy.
They were coming up with names for Miami Vice, and that was, I think somebody made fun and said it called it nose whiskey.
Huh.
A lot of hairspray going around.
What? Hairy man's chest.
Rick Righteous, and you're watching MVTV, and this is MVTV.
Because, you know, they would have got sued if they had tried to be MTV.
Look at these chicks. Lemonade. Ooh, he's got a fucking ZZ Top shirt on. Eliminator Tour.
Let's see what other shirts we can see.
I still see Eliminator, same guy. I saw him on Afterburner Tour, I think.
Afterburner?
Yeah, that was after... That was, yeah.
I think.
I don't know when I saw him. ZZ Top.
So Billy I is dead now. He's supposed to be executed.
Yeah, fill in the blanks because this shit doesn't really do it for you.
And now Lynn's head of the group, and it's called Headmistress.
Yeah. Why did it call Rock Paper Blood Touring Party then?
I think that's what they're calling the tour, October Blood.
No, but seriously, I just want you to know, speaking for myself and all of your
what's
fans,
she drinking?
I'm glad we all are that you've decided to come out of hiding and get back on the stage where you belong.
I wasn't ready before.
Whatever, you look great, Glenn.
She's got like a... Well, she has several different hairstyles, I think.
Yeah.
Her hair looks kind of perm there.
She got fur earrings.
Well, first it was extremely difficult. I don't know what kind of earrings those are. Billy was a really gifted musician. They're supposed to be like Indian earrings.
Now, tell me this.
Possibly.
I was doing it right up until the very end. He claimed he was innocent.
Now, our dog's being rather loud.
We're going to put her to sleep here in a minute. Literally.
Steve, that doesn't sound good.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Lynn Starling, one of the true gutsy performers in the world of rock and roll. This has been Rick Righteous.
Rick Righteous. That's awesome.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? Good. Coming down and coming to the party. Well, thanks a lot. Hey, man, you're on a little tour or something to get you going? Yeah, just going to go.
And that guy's filming it.
What's wrong with you, Mel?
He's giving away tooth? What's wrong with him? You think Tootsie? Or Tootie on Facts of Life was named after cocaine snorting?
You'd have to ask, what's her face?
Kim Fields?
Yeah, Kim Fields.
Or Mrs. Garrett?
Oh, Tootie! Is Garrett even still alive?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Oh, Tootie! Blair!
Joe!
Natalie!
What are they doing?
I have no idea. There's a bunch of people doing drugs. There's their song.
There's that guy doing his spinning.
He's breakdancing. Uh-oh. I saw black boots in him.
I saw black boots in the sky.
There's Rick Righteous doing.
Righteous is wasted.
He's probably...
Boys!
I don't know. This song doesn't seem like it would be one that these people would be dancing this way to.
Hey, who God knows what they were listening to, really.
Yeah,
they probably listen to real rock.
Yeah, they're probably listening
to
something.
Well, this chick's singing, though. I don't know. This chick, on the album, is it her singing or is it a guy singing? I think it's a guy singing, ain't it? On the soundtrack?
Can't remember. It's been a while since we listened to it.
I think it was, but maybe there's both versions. Look at that girl, she's going to town.
I bet they are listening to some kind of copyrighted rock song. That...
All that dude's got like a Japanese shirt on. Those were cool back in the day. Like the rising sun flag.
So Steve says.
Yeah, dude, I know. I had a shirt kind of like that. Not exactly.
Steve wants a gi shirt.
No, not no more. Not for
He did in his prime, though.
Yeah, in my prime, if I get rid of my love handles, I'd be fucking all over it. Look at this big dude.
I think that guy's like the roadie or something.
There's Nigel. There was Nigel and the roadie.
I don't think that's Frankie.
Wow, that's some hair.
Yeah, I like her hair better later.
Let's do this in a run-down dump.
And I'm going to go creeping
dangerous.
Around in this dark backstage.
Let's put the office and backstage in a dangerous part of the building.
I don't know for sure if that's Nigel Benjamin. I'm just guessing.
That's what he's going to be
in
my world.
That's what we're
going to
call him?
Yeah.
We'll have to check the credits when the movie's over. What in the heck is she doing?
Look at that.
I guess
you're going to have to blow me to get to the band, Harley Davidson.
Yeah, but she was just peeking through a hole in the wall. Did she think Chris was going to be in there?
Yeah, he's in there behind the cobwebs.
Doing some toot with Rick
toot.
Righteous.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious.
Getting down with Mom's Mabley.
Who?
Mom's Mabley.
Oh.
There was something on Playboy Channel.
Ah!
They had the Righteous Brothers, and they go, and they had Playboy After Dark in the 60s, and he goes, and Mom's Mabley gets down with the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, God.
What do you want?
Can't you tell that ain't Frankie?
Well, I don't know who the frick Frankie is.
Frankie's a guy that was in that man.
Oh, my God.
It's Billy freaking Eyes.
It's Billy Nose. Billy Eye, Ear, and Throat Doctor.
Now here comes Chris with a beard.
That's Chris or Nigel?
I said Nigel Benjamin's probably his real name.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll call him Nigel.
Nigel sounds better.
Yeah, Chris ain't got nothing. She called him Nigel.
They should have called him Nigel Chris. That was...
Jesus. Chris Nigel. Christian Nigel.
They could call him Chris Righteous.
Yeah.
Nigel Righteous.
They call him Chris Brother. There you go. There's the Eliminator guy. And there's the roadie, Harley Davidson.
How many times have they showed Harry Chess guy?
Fuck, man. They paid him. He's going to get it. Whoa! He got bitch slapped.
He punched the hell out of Frankie.
Frankie Avalon?
Frankie Avalon. How the heck old would Frankie Avalon be at this point?
Younger he is today.
Well, I know that.
Harley Davidson really took care of the situation there. What's going on?
He's security, but he's not doing a very good job. Kind of like when you were dead pit security, right?
He's trying to get a blowjob from all these groupies, which I don't blame.
Was he trying to get a blowjob from
dead
pit groupies?
Hell yeah, but they were like that big, that tattoo lady was got... She had tattoos on her breast, and she was a little bit big. And
what, the porn?
Yeah. I was like, no, I don't want none of that. She was, I insist. I was like, no, I insist. No.
Why, she was trying to get it on with you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. What?
She wanted the young Uncle Bill's penis.
Oh, she did. She was all over him.
Did she shoot? I thought she shot fish out her ass or something crazy.
I have no idea. She was weird. I don't think she's ever going to listen to this commentary, so.
The worst she can do is shoot fish at her, at us.
She maybe could do worse, huh?
Well, I hope not. That's pretty bad. Hey, the fucking squirrel!
I don't remember seeing that squirrel before.
That's extra footage. They cut out the squirrel because it was too controversial.
Okay.
This is the extended, this is called the squirrel edition. They had squirrels in it.
Rocktober Blood Extended Edition.
The Rocktober Blood Squirrel Edition.
Steve, I had to go to great lengths to get that.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty... You have to go deep in the black market and the bootleggers to get it. People don't...
I think you maybe to pay a few
You want
cents.
Your Rocktober Blood with squirrels? And I go, dude, I'll pay whatever it costs, I want that.
Did you get it from some Mexican guy?
Who, Joe?
No.
No, I didn't.
Joe's going to contact us and get honest. He's going to say we're racist. Yeah, you contacted this Mexican guy and he said, hey, S.A., you want the squirrel edition of Rocktober Blood? You said, sure, man.
I said, see. How many pesos?
How many pesos did you pay for it?
10,000 pesos, which is about $1.50. Actually, I have pesos, but I can't find them.
You better be fine, though.
I have a coin that's 5,000 pesos, and I have a bill that's 10,000 pesos.
Okay. Where's Billy I laughing?
There's some kind of music playing. There's some kind of music playing.
It sounds like it's playing backwards.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't have it be satanic and creepy without playing it backwards, Jim.
We never established why. I mean, she's out there taking pictures, and I think she just dropped her camera. Like, really smart.
I mean, are you talking about why is she out here, or why is she even at this place?
That's the same thing.
No, I mean, I thought, were you asking why she was even out here taking pictures?
Yeah.
She's staying in a cabin.
Well, whatever. She can't even walk. Crazy rock chick. But why did she leave that camera? She must be fucking rich.
She probably is.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Boopies!
Shaky butt and shaky boobs.
That's what I'm talking about.
You like that chick?
No.
You might like this blonde here that shows up here in the second.
Thank you, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like that.
The other one kind of looks like she's been to the ringer a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. Introduce me.
I don't even know who the heck she is, Steve. Can't introduce you.
I like the hair and the everything.
That's what, 1984 hair?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. Do they have two levels of shag carpet?
I mean, you gotta have two levels of shag carpet when you're exercising.
Look at that exercise. Look at that.
I don't know what that is. Is that exercising your boobies?
No, it's exercising your legs somehow.
Yeah, but gosh, look how much you're sweating.
I know, it's fucking hot.
You think sweat's hot?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
It didn't tear her up too much. She went home and changed clothes and got her in her fucking workout gear.
Yeah, that's the way chicks do, you know. They get the shit scared
out
when they go exercise.
Here's some chips after we work out.
Chicks that look like that don't eat potato chips.
She's eating pork rinds.
Is she eating pork rinds or just regular potato chips?
Look, I know you think I'm crazy again. It's a mystery. I don't know.
It's probably product, or no. They shouldn't have done product placement, and they have to keep it hidden.
Lynn, you couldn't have seen him. Lynn is dead. Look, I don't care whether you believe me or not.
She acts like a real bitch here, too, to her. I think she's her assistant or something.
Look, you'd better shut up. I'm going to fire you right here.
Fuck yeah.
See, I told you.
Whatever you say.
That'd be awesome to have your best friend. You get to tell him that shit.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's her best friend, and she might be her friend.
Well, they're fucking working out together.
I think that blonde's name might be Honey.
That's sweet. She got leg warmers, too.
Yeah, and you think those are hot, too? I want to know what those are.
I'll get my penis to eat. Ow!
You better hope your mama don't listen to this song.
Shit.
I better hope my mama don't
listen to this. At least he's still got the boots, but he don't have no leather pants on. He's...
Is she going back out in the...
That's not her. I don't think.
Oh, is that him?
Whoa, the camera's moving.
Whoa.
This is a great shot. It took them like 5 times to make this one shot.
This was the money shot.
I mean, this is like the director said, man, this is
going to
give me some money. Look, I'm going to track this shot.
And we're going to get some overhead shots. We're going to use a crane.
That's a shot worthy of Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer. Gosh, this movie is better than Sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
I know.
You like a chick that can do that with her legs?
I hope every chick can do that with their legs.
I couldn't keep my legs that straight.
Hello?
have that much.
What kind of poster they got back there?
I can't tell what that is.
We need some HD on this, Don May.
you think Don May's going to do that for you?
No.
Please, make it a Blu-ray. All that.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know if I would.
I would.
I know you would. Why they got a phone without those little buttons at the bottom? Let
something rock.
Let the.
These are those old phones where you.
Yeah, but it looks like they have multiple lines.
It does. They do have multiple lines. I don't think they have a phone upstairs or something.
Oh, fancy smancy. Let there be rock. There you go. I think that was.
What do you want? A movie.
I think it was a concert movie or something.
Oh,
woo!
That's nasty.
That's how I got Dana.
What?
I called her up and said I want some hot steamy pussy.
He said pussy blood, Steve.
Oh, fuck that.
You didn't listen to what he said. Hey, somebody's on the phone upstairs.
Whoa, so I guess that's a poster for AC/DC. Oh, it's a documentary from, like, 1980.
Well, what's that in the background? I never noticed that before either.
Looks like two chicks.
Are they lesbians?
Oh, Jesus Christ, what?
I'm just asking a question.
Well, that's when Bon Scott was alive. Wow. I got like that.
You're not a huge AC/DC.
I went and seen them live. And
you
I,
got to see them live?
Yes.
Oh.
And I saw, I bought the, they did a concert at a castle. I got that, had that on VHS. I don't know if I still got it or not, but, yeah, it was pretty cool.
And they did pretty much the entire soundtrack to Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. Stephen King
loves them.
Well, I mean, that's like their greatest hits almost, up to that point. But, yeah, what's his name? Angus was... Mm-hmm. The lights went out, and it had Angus on this platform up in the air, laying on it, playing guitar for some song. Oh, it was a great concert. I got a Money Talks T-shirt. It was the Razor Edge tour.
Steve, aren't you awesome? I don't remember you telling me that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a few, but they ain't been to concerts in years. We're gonna go see Billy Joel, which
in
will
April.
Be. That's gonna be a different crowd, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's gonna be awesome though.
Yeah.
The only thing that can make it more awesome is if Elton John was on tour with him. But that happened several years ago.
Yeah.
Billy. I'm telling you, it's Billy.
See,
it's Nigel Bruce!
Benjamin.
Whatever.
Don't you believe me?
Nigel Bruce is the... in those old Sherlock Holmes movies, he played Watson like in the 30s or 40s.
Your brain's been on Sherlock Holmes.
I never said it, babe. Chill the fuck out, babe.
That'd be funny if he said that.
I sound like Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah. You sound like Sammy Davis Jr. trying to be British.
Chill out, babe. Chill out. The Candyman Can. That was a song.
Linnea's coming over.
Linnea's going to have some input here soon. Right, girl?
What do you have to say about this movie, Linnea?
She's probably going to sneeze.
Well, kick ass and go, because I'm rock queen.
I'm sorry, but is this... This Chris guy's got some gay outfits.
Now we're on a motorboat. Motorboat some boobies, Dana. Come here, me motorboat your boobies.
Oh. That's not allowed in the commentary.
Whoa, there's that blonde. Fuck yeah, Dana.
That's honey.
Honey. I need some honey on my biscuit, baby.
I'll go make you some biscuits, and we got honey in the cabinet.
No, I want that honey. I want some hee-haw honey, baby.
You don't want me to be nice to you ever again, do you?
No, I'm trying to break my marriage up right here, right now.
Keep it up. That shot there that you just missed.
No!
Looked like something off of Sleepaway Camp.
Cool. You got a Harley Davidson patch jacket thing on.
Everybody just likes Harley Davidson.
Fuck yes. I had a Harley Davidson shirt.
Steve, you had everything.
People go into different, go to different cities and get Harley Davidson shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, I just like, dude, I don't even ride a bike.
But you could.
Oh, shit.
You could save on gas.
If I had money.
Then Steve could take me to work on his bike.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's
fine. All right, bye-bye.
My boss drives a motorcycle.
Look how big those phones look. They look like
They do look huge.
They look big as my laptop. I don't think the chef...
That's when phones were big.
I don't think the chef's going to see that note.
The who?
It looks like it's something at a restaurant where they would post...
Oh,
I need a BLT now. Up.
No, I think she's just leaving a note for Lynn or something.
There's a nickel record.
I hate that dress she's got on. I mean, I hate that. It's awful looking. She's got the collar up and it's all ruffly.
Is that her assistant again?
Yeah. It looks like the tennis outfit from hell.
It looks like the top of it looks like something like Alice in Wonderland would be wearing. With a short skirt.
She's gonna skip on over to the pieces set and play tennis with them. With Christopher George's wife.
I bet turning some freaking lights on.
No, nobody turns lights on in this movie.
Who would wear it? Everybody's got to have a fucking hot tub.
Oh, like...
It's in the basement. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Steve, check that out.
Hot. Oh, my...
It's the first hot tub death we had.
And also, it's one of the most crazy, because it's like that dude was hanging... He was just laying in the hot tub... underneath waiting for somebody to come
like
and get him.
How long was he laying in there? He could hold his breath a long time.
He's got rainbow eyes.
She's wearing less and less clothes all the time.
What are you gonna do? You fucking petting the plant?
You gotta take good care of your plant.
She's petting it.
It's not, a pet.
She's not watering it. She's
great.
Well, you know they say you're supposed to play music for your plant.
She don't give a fuck about the plant.
Oh, Billy, he took a nice soak.
Yeah, he's probably relaxed.
He's probably all wrinkly too. You know, you get wrinkly when you stay in the water too long.
Hey, little girl. It's Linnea, the Wonder Dog.
Yeah, she's coming over to say hello.
Oh, she called her Sleeping Beauty because she sleeps 20 hours a day.
Well, Bruce is sleeping now that he jumped at his top of his cage for two times.
Hey. Boobies! Oh, she got a nice back, Dame.
I don't want to hear about her back, Steve. Do you know what her back looks like?
Oh,
this movie was 1984, Steve.
Oh, she ain't got tan yet on her butt.
The heck? Oh. Wesley Vance is messaging Steve. I like that towel. He's got Howard the Duck. No, I was talking about Wes.
Yeah, he does in HD, so I told him you'd like that.
Yes, I would. That's what I got Leah Thompson to sign a poster for Howard the Duck.
Yep.
They got, That's a lot of books. Is that books? Oh, no.
How can the fucking water get cold like that?
Because I guess Billy I turned the...
Yeah, but it shouldn't stay. I mean, Jesus. But why did she leave?
She's going to go... I think she's going to go take a bath now. Check out that fancy bathtub.
Good God, her fucking bathroom is bigger than her living room, Dana.
Yeah.
Where's the crapper at?
It's probably in another room. The rich people can't have their toilet and their bathtub in the same room, Steve. It's not cozy.
She's throwing, like, bath salts in there.
Dog's scratching. She looked at Steve like, what are you doing? She has to scratch at it to make it comfortable.
Well, she wanted it down so she could lay on top.
Is she still alive? Or is he chopping her up? Oh, I guess she...
Fuck he is!
Yeah.
Boom!
That's a really white butt.
I'm going to start an organization to make sure that all women don't have white butts.
The No White Butt Society?
I don't know what you call it.
And Steve Benningfield's going to run it?
Against women moons or something. White moons.
Men against white butts.
No white butts. Tan, untanned.
Steve's gonna be standing out there in the, on the side of the road with a sign that says "No white butts."
Yep.
And then the cars pass through, we go "No white butts."
We'll be giving away free tanning sessions.
And Steve gets to supervise all your nude tanning sessions.
Well, not all of them. Just
the hot chicks.
Just the hot chicks. Okay. What she got there? Fucking what the hell is that?
It's either shampoo or a bubble bath.
Well, she
puts it
bowl
in her hair and then...
That's a weird-looking bottle.
Yep. It's either shampoo or conditioner.
I haven't used shampoo in, like, what, almost 9 years?
Well, Stevie, you don't have hair. Steve washes his head, though.
With liquid water.
I would still put soap or something on it, body wash.
I put body wash on it.
On your head? Yeah, it smells good. Huh?
I have a little bit of hair at the moment.
Yeah, I can easily tell when Steve lets the back of his head grow out. It feels like I'm petting a dog.
Yeah.
It's velvety.
Velvet. A velvet cake blizzard from Dairy Queen. That's her
I
new,
like ice cream. Cake.
That's her new sponsor.
Dairy Queen.
BQ.
I thought Dead Pit was our sponsor.
Nah, they don't give me no money. Uh-oh. He wants some bloody pussy, don't he?
Oh, that's gross.
Why don't we just wait till that time of the month?
That is really gross, Steve.
I'm not the one said it!
I know, but you're elaborating on
Nana,
it.
May, am I right?
Nay doesn't want to know about that. See your boobies.
Yeah, well. How did she get all that? Oh, she had the soap on her is gone.
Oh, that's a continuity problem too.
Well, I don't care about soap. That's not a big continuity problem to me.
Well, I didn't say it was a problem.
I had to take my first bath I ever took in like years. I take showers. I couldn't, almost fell down.
What, when I had to boil water for
you? Yeah. And then, I couldn't get the fucking soap off of me. Really good, like her, look at, she got soap on her thighs.
We can dry it off, see, she's running off.
Yeah, well, I like showers.
Well, now Steve can safely take a hot shower.
How much fucking time have we spent with this chick, either in hot tub or a bath?
There's a lot of...
I mean, we're going to linger. Here's some... She's going to put her panties on.
She's not even really that dry. I would make sure I was drier before I put my panties on.
I mean, I'm nothing. I mean, I'm sure she's sexy, but it just ain't sexy enough to me to sit here and linger on her. I mean, this fucking movie's not that long.
I don't even think it's an hour and 30 minutes.
I mean, we're just lingering on her.
Well.
She gonna fuck her. Play with your hair.
I guess the guys making this movie thought she was hot, Steve.
Well, there's just something about hot, and there's also something about boring. After a while, it gets boring.
Well, I think they were trying to set up tension, but they didn't do it very well. Because it's obvious that somebody's watching.
It's Rainbow Eyes.
That's a bad makeup.
Oh, Lordy, it's a waterbed.
Yeah, they got... There's no separation between the bathtub.
Wow.
And so your husband or your boyfriend could watch you taking a bath while he's laying in bed.
Well, that's better than taking a crap.
Well, yeah.
But... Maybe... On VHS, you can't see the rainbow eyes of her. You know, so...
I don't know.
Maybe on Blu-ray, we can actually see her.
She's running around outside now.
There's nobody.
That is one bad makeup job on here.
This is pretty dark, ain't they, Nay?
About wherever you are, rainbow eyes.
Yep.
I know where you are now.
You do?
I don't. I can't freaking see anything. She was supposed to be screaming, her mouth wasn't even open. I think they must have recorded that one scream and kept replaying it over.
That was the good take. Well, now she's like, ah, fuck, it's over. I mean, what kind of stupid shit?
I don't know. Oh, now we really can't see
anything. That's why there's a lock on that fucking electricity box. So some dumbass can't go out there and just do that. You know what I'm talking about, Nay?
He's a psychotic dumbass.
Well, no, the dumbass didn't have the lock on it, on the electric box.
I don't think just a plain dumbass would be going around turning people's electric.
Well, double dumbass on you!
See, he wants to make blood everywhere. He's got an obsession with blood.
Whoa, she's got a big old butcher knife. If I can see right in this dark scene.
I don't see nothing.
Well, there's nothing on the screen now except dark. Hey, there's something.
She could have a bottle. I don't know.
A bottle of what?
Jack Daniels, maybe.
Oh.
No, I guess it's a knife. Or scissors or something.
No, it's a knife. But it's one of those knives that doesn't have a guard on it, so if she stabbed somebody, her hand would slap.
She going to slice her hand open?
Yeah.
Well, she shut her trap up. She wasn't luring closer to her, but she can't be quiet.
Right, Nay? I have no clue what's going on. She's stabbing something or somebody.
It's
Nigel!
She stabbed Nigel.
What the fuck? He's there. He don't look like he's stabbed. There's Harley Davidson.
I don't know. He's invincible, Steve.
Well, he's got that fucking hair.
She stabbed him in the hair. Yeah, he's holding his shoulder now. But it's not bandaged up or nothing.
All that nicotine protected him.
All that toot. That he had
some toot with Rick Righteous.
It made him invincible.
It gave him some like a power up, an extra life.
It went, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Whatever that noise is.
Look at his, what the fuck?
Those are gay shorts.
And look at his orange socks.
That's those socks they had in the 80s.
Oh, I had short shorts, dude. I had like cutoffs.
Steve, do we have to hear about your shorts?
I'm so embarrassed. I was wearing like short shorts, and, I mean cutoffs, and then also had like a tank top on. It was so cut up, and my nipples were showing everything.
It was I want to see a picture.
I don't think it was a picture. I wore that to work, and no wonder old ladies were pinching my ass.
There were old ladies pinching your ass?
Fuck yeah. There was so much sexual harassment at the factory.
Like, old ladies, like, how old do you mean?
Well, I was like 20-something. Or
they were like 40?
Probably.
Like old enough to be your mother?
Nah, but close. Fuck you, Harvey.
He had to watch it or his stuff's all going to fall out.
Man, I'm glad he's covering that up and there'd be a ball hanging out right there.
I could tell you a story about that, but I won't.
No, thank you.
They're talking about digging Billy up.
Well, have you two decided to have me committed yet?
Look, you went to the funeral. You saw the body.
You went to the funeral, love.
Again.
You saw the body.
Worry,
is that Richard Mauser?
I don't think so.
That'd be awesome.
It's bootleg.
Bootleg Richard Mauser.
Yeah.
When am I going to catch the invisible man? I mean, jeez, show me the guy.
This guy's a bad actor.
But the only one who's seen him is you, okay?
Wow, I hope he lives to the end.
I don't know if we see that guy again.
When we can see a fucking... We have to wait till the end to see Headmistress perform, don't we?
Pretty much. Well, they don't want to give it away too early.
Right.
He wants to chain her to the bed. He... All men think about is sex.
Huh.
Love's got nothing to do with it. I just don't want to go in jail. It's a criminal offense to dig up dead bodies in case that occurred to you.
It's been a fucking guys about is it, Bubba's. 84 this came out.
I told you, didn't I?
It should be well decayed by now. Well rotted.
Ooh, well rotted.
Wounds crawl over it. You'll smell like me.
You'll
smell a dead person.
Be like Jason Voorhees. Did that Trey Lauren, did he play in anything else?
Well, that chick that played Honey Bear is like third billing.
And then Donna was the other one. Donna was like her assistant.
And Ben and Sebastian. Is that one of the Sebastian brothers?
That's head of security. I bet that's that guy.
That's Tyler Davidson. The only person who's got a picture on IMDb is a dancer at the party, Mark Durbin.
There's something wrong with it. There's somebody named Smokey Huff.
What if he is?
Smokey Huff, I tell you.
Headmistress band guitar.
As Richard Taylor. But his name's Smokey Huff. Who played Rick Righteous?
Wow, he ain't even on here.
Oh, he'd have to go to see full cast on IMDb.
Nope, it's not even listed.
Really?
I mean, he got TV announcers, so I don't know if that's him, David Maples.
Maybe.
And they got a bunch of concert victims.
Concert victims. I could see people trying to put this on their resume now. I was a concert victim on Rocktober Blood. There's Honey Bear. At least it ain't Huggy Bear.
I'd be all over that shit. What? Who said that?
Oh, they banned this movie.
They banned it in Australia, the state of Queensland, until the early 90s when the censorship board was done away with. I have no clue why, because I haven't seen shit in here that's that disturbing.
Yeah,
unless
but half
unless they're against hot tub violence.
Half that stuff that they banned in England, there wasn't anything to be all bent out of shape about either.
Was she driving like a Trans Am or something?
I don't know.
Wow, this ain't the soundtrack went on the LP This is in 2003. It said that the LP went for like $90 on eBay.
Well, I mean, the songs aren't like cutting edge or anything, but they're not horrible either.
The rock band Sorcery did that.
Okay. Did anybody give it any good reviews?
No, this guy didn't even review it.
See, all 11 user reviews. Somebody called it head-banging horror fun.
I mean, of course, because it's fucking...
He was supposedly born in 61. Blood on the guitar. Man. Is that a Trans Am, Steve? You can see a little bit more of it now.
To me, it looks like one, or it's a Corvette, but I can't tell.
You think that vest she's got on is hot?
That's a fucking Marty McFly vest.
It's a Marty McFly vest.
A lot of people I know, one of my good friends, Lee, had one of those, but he had the truck, too. He looked like Michael J. Fox.
At that time?
He still looks a little like him, but more at that time. But I didn't see the purpose of having a jacket that didn't have sleeves.
Cool, man.
They're saying that Billy E.I. killed 27 people, which I... Where the fuck was that?
I think they might mention that in the movie, but he didn't kill no 27 people that we saw.
Very funny. What'd you find? I found the grave. What do you think? I was at the funeral, remember?
Steve's saying one of his favorite. You just bought it?
Yeah.
When the hell did Steve buy Omega Man?
Never mind. I got tax money.
I didn't say anything. Maybe he bought it with credit.
Yeah, I bought it a little bit. But anyway.
Steve doesn't want to talk about it, which is code for I bought it and I probably shouldn't have.
I bought it, but I don't see the...
I'm not. I don't care.
I know.
Too. We're kind of talking through a boring part of the movie. There's... Oh, it's Nigel.
God, I just can't believe it.
Well, he's got a real jacket on. He's got a fur jacket on.
Fur burger.
But
he's got leather pants.
The return of the leather pants.
I'm taking off my polo bear jacket.
Yeah, did he just throw it down? These rich people, they don't care about anything. And good old Honey Bear's just shining the light.
I'd be hooking up with Honey Bear.
I wish we could find a picture of what Honey Bear looks like now.
But it looks like an actual bear.
Steve.
What the fuck?
I think she was just freaking out. She don't want to look.
Wow, he's got the headband on the skull.
Yeah, now you can see it because there's no hair. There's a fancy car. They're going to her big, like, blowout here.
Is that how you spell Sammy Kerr?
I think so. I can't remember.
I'm asking questions on other podcasts.
About what? About rock?
Yeah, since rock we're watching movies. One. But I found a great podcast, by the way, Maybe I'll talk about it later on our show, but what's it called?
See, always
Jallo Chow Chow.
Oh, okay. See, he's always finding new podcasts.
And I love Jallos. They were, it's cool, if you ask me.
Just relax. All I want you to do is to concentrate on the show. I'll take care of it.
You better.
Right, give me some of that.
Okay.
Give me some of that. Give me some of that. Flapjacks!
He's got like Japanese writing on his...
It's gonna be great.
Because he's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, I guess. There's Honey Bear. There was a sticker that had the Clash on it, and I seen the AC/DC poster. I did.
Oh.
Can you really kill somebody with an iron?
I don't know if she would bleed like that.
Well, that guy likes playing the drums.
He's doing a drum solo.
I still think we ought to do a double feature commentary and do commentary for Terror on Tour.
Dang.
That'd be awesome. Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
That wasn't his real hair, Steve.
Nice shirt with the musical notes. How douchey is that?
It's pretty douchey.
Hey, Chris. Hey, how you doing? I got the cast working great. Security's tight. Don't worry about a thing. The show's going to be perfect.
Well, there's the guy that had the gay shorts on there. He's drawing on his face, Steve. You like that jacket that old Nigel's got on?
He looks like a chick. If I'm here, he looks like a chick.
Yeah, some blonde chick standing there. I think really he's got this gay thing going on with the head of security.
The head. You said head.
Oh, he's getting blowjobs from the head of security.
Blowjobs for Jesus.
Steve, that's awful.
I can't do a thing with my hair.
I don't have Honey Bear here.
This is like a kung fu movie.
Yeah.
He's going to go all kung fu on Billy Eye.
Billy Eye. Here's the gun club. Fire of love.
It's the fire of love instead of the power of love.
I got my white swatch on to match my outfit.
Oh, man. She gonna put a cool wig on.
Let's hope.
Soon as she gets this ball cap looking thing on. Steve's going away for a second, so I have to entertain you. Pretty cool wig. Steve's missing some fantastic filmmaking. You missed Dead Honey Bear.
No!
You did.
Was it Dead Boob Honey Bear?
No, it was just Dead. I was killed with an iron Honey Bear.
That must have been sharp because blood came out of her.
Well, like I said, I don't know that you could kill somebody with an iron.
You can.
Unless you wanted to put it on their vagina or something.
I don't think vagina, ironing vagina is going to kill anybody.
I don't know. Remember what happened on Sleepaway Camp? She got a curling iron in her vagina.
I don't want to think about it. That's horrible.
Oh, it sizzled.
Ooh.
You like that wig she got on? I love the way this guy grins at everybody.
And I'm going to take you to hell with me.
I hope everybody can get, you know, at least a VHS rip of this movie so they can enjoy the commentary.
Is it on YouTube, possibly?
I think it is on YouTube, or it was.
So you can check it out on YouTube and download it if you'd like.
Yeah, I did.
If you use Firefox or Chrome or something, I'm sure they got tools for you to download YouTube videos.
YouTube downloader.
Yeah.
And you can convert it into an ADI or something. So.
Or an MP4.
Yeah. So you don't like try to play it as a flash video file, a flav file, Steve Paul.
A flavor flav file.
A flavor flav.
You killed all those people and let your own brother take the blame?
Sure.
Oh, so we find out now, huh?
Fucker.
It's all, they could have done something.
So he's not Billy I, he's Billy I's brother, John.
Billy I's brother.
John.
Joey I.
No, it's John I.
Whatever. Fucking I. How lame is that shit? You could call him Billy Blaze or something, but it's fucking Billy I.
Billy Blade.
Whatever. Billy I is stupid.
Then he'd be John Blade.
Whatever.
But his brother's claiming he did all the music. He was the talented one, and Billy wasn't worth a crap.
They need to get better fucking gigs if you're fucking in places like this. Welcome to Black.
You don't need to see this.
Like this motherfucker can't see either.
He has x-ray eyes. She has rainbow eyes. He has x-ray eyes. Flashlight eyes.
You can see a little bit now.
Yeah. What the hell? Where'd he go? Nate's gonna stop.
Nate doesn't care a shit about this movie, right, Nate?
She thinks we're crazy.
She's more of a Texas Chainsaw girl, ain't you?
Ooh. We maybe could do a
Texas Chainsaw for Next Generation.
Yeah, and watch Matthew McConaughey being crazy.
Mr. Steamleg.
Yeah. That's probably is the craziest role Matthew McConaughey ever had. That was before Matthew McConaughey was sexy.
Yeah.
Pretty sexy Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, right. Pretty.
Well, you know who else was in there? Renee Zellweger.
Nobody cares about her anymore.
Well, evidently she cared so much about her career that she didn't want to have her name on that movie.
Well, yeah, that shit's over with. She'll do Texas Chainsaw fucking 4D. She's 4D. Now. She'll be on WB or CW TV show.
Oh, God. Oh, CW. I want to hear about it. Steve wants to watch Arrow.
Shh. Watch a movie.
We're doing a commentary for the damn movie, Steve.
I know. Commentate on those cobwebs.
This is an awful place to be doing a rock show at.
I mean,
look at that stuff.
I guess most probably where Goblin played was a shithole that we didn't see because in the background.
Yeah, but at least.
Yeah.
At least they didn't show it to us.
Yeah.
That the Goblin thing was a good experience, though. I really like that.
Oh, there was fucking Nigel McGuinness. Or what's his name? Nigel
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Of course, we don't know if that's a real name or not. Could not be.
About you and my songs. He stole my music.
See? He's talking shit about his brother.
I wrote it all for you.
And her, too. They stole his music.
You wanted to be a star. I made you one. I've been watching you.
He's got leather gloves on, too, yeah, Steve.
Detroit, you put on a lousy show.
Whoa!
What are you trying to do to me?
You can't rock!
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go out here and sing it.
Let me help you rock.
You think I'm sick? killed too many people. You don't know about Diamond Honey.
No, Honey Bear, no. Should have called her Honey Bun. I mean, what the fuck? I didn't hear her call Honey Bear.
Should have called her Huggy Bear.
No, Honey Bun.
Steve's going to make a remake of this, and he'll rename her Honey Bun.
Look, there's a bottle of ether.
Like, people just carry around ether?
Well, no, he had it, but he just, then he,
He's put her in a casket.
No, he had a bottle and he wrote ether on it. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah, he had a bottle and we don't know what was in it, but he had some kindergartner writing.
It looks like he's
it.
Painting it on her face.
And he's like,
I don't know.
E-T-H-E-R.
Ether. Ether.
Ether. Yeah, that's how the kindergartner said it. Ether. Want me to write ether? I don't think he's putting ether on her. I thought he was putting makeup or something on her.
What?
He thinks she can't put her makeup on. He thinks she should put makeup on like he does. Draw all over your face.
It's showtime, bitch.
Lock you up.
Yeah! Woo!
Oh, yeah, that guy's so sexy. He's
playing a guitar. Head. Is it headmistress?
Yeah.
Headmistress.
But headmistress, the headmistress ain't there.
It's the second mistress. It's the boob mistress. That was a chicken chains with toilet paper.
That's my big dream, to be chained up like that so I can...
In a toilet paper dress. Yeah. Oh, yeah, one-handed.
Woo. That guitar solo is awesome.
It goes on for another 20 minutes of his guitar solo.
That guy looks like he ought to be in Queen.
Yeah, he does look queenish. Ooh, his boobs just want to escape. I don't think that guy's hair could exist today, because nobody does that anymore.
Well, unless it's old. Not.
Old rock stars still do that shit if they have hair.
What, like David Lee Roth or something?
David Lee Roth's got to get constructive. Her boob's out! Her boob's out! What does that say, miss?
I think it says headmistress.
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with it?
It's like everything else.
It's half-assed.
These guys are bootleg Queen members.
No.
Yeah, they are. They need bootleg Freddie Mercury.
I've never went to a concert where they had fucking falls like that.
That's John in that ass.
That's Bruce or whatever his name is, huh? The brother. Oh,
it's John.
John
is the brother.
John Eyes?
John Eyeball. I must admit, the songs aren't that bad on them. They're repetitive, but what other rock songs aren't. So.
Ooh, some intestines.
Intestines.
Want some intestines, Nate?
Yeah, those people want them. They want them to,
yeah,
on their face.
Yeah, I put them on my thing. Go, yeah.
They're going to put your ass on ice, Steve.
Killer on the Loose, that's the other song on here.
So he's really killing these chicks.
The fuck's that, a heart?
I guess. I don't know what else he'd be pulling out of there like that. Yeah, he's like, oh man, you're awesome. You think everybody will be able to hear this awesome music on you?
Sure.
There's not much left of this movie, actually.
Come on, David.
Well, there's not.
I always thought that she performed with Headmistress.
She's locked in the casket with Ether on her face.
That's a pretty sharp blade. I got her head! Woo!
You never see anybody catching these body parts.
I know, what the fuck?
You just see people going, oh! No.
Head on the loose!
Yeah, this is... Wouldn't you love to go to a rock show like that? Oh, there's the casket.
When they kill every fucking buddy?
Yeah.
Maybe that New Kids on the Block or NSYNC or something.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, they need to make one of these movies where a pop band is like the center of it. They could have One Direction on it.
Yeah.
Hey.
What the fuck?
She thinks it's Frankie again.
I knew there was a fucking song where I saw her in. Is she gonna sing the fucking Rainbow Eyes shit?
Sounds like it.
There's one chick still dancing up there on the left. She's still alive.
Oh, yeah, the rest of them.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, that's the Rainbow Eyes song. You know, like that, she looks like Crystal Bernard.
Yeah.
Rainbow eyes!
Do a good rainbow.
If anybody doesn't know who Crystal Bernard is, you need to go watch Wings.
Or...
Slumber Party.
Or Massacre 2.
Or
anything on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, she was in that
Lifetime
movie with Steve Guttenberg about Mr. Claus and Mrs. Claus.
I know I don't. I have,
only women can have rainbow.
I have Hazel.
Hazel. I thought your eyes were blue, Steve.
No, they're greenish. Green with yellow flakes.
Your eyes look blue to me.
Don't make my brown eyes blue.
You gotta sing that.
Boobies!
Anybody notice if these chicks are dead yet?
No. He's got an axe, and the other guy's got a guitar, which is also called an axe.
Yep. Very good, Steve.
Your axeman.
Rainbow.
He's getting pissed off at her singing that song. He don't like how she sings it.
I don't like how she's slip singing.
She needs to die because of that.
We need some more fog here, people. The
Somebody's
fog machine kind of died down.
Yeah.
There we go.
Somebody fell asleep at the switch. It's probably that head of security.
Yeah, Harley.
Harley.
Oh,
being Sebastian.
Well, yeah, he's one of the Sebastian brothers, or whatever the fuck, the Sebastians.
Well, see, I don't think Sandy Cove had anything to do with this. Sandy Cove had something to do with Tara on tour, though, I think.
They saw that and said, no way, Jose.
Sandy Cove had something to do with another movie about, oh, I think it was Call a Good Night, that David Hess movie.
You can see camel toe on her leather pants a little bit.
She's too young to have camel toe.
Anybody can have camel toe. It ain't based on age. There's a Sebastian.
Yeah. They might both be Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah, rock and roll is forever.
That guy's gonna grab his penis.
He's still alive?
Yeah. You can't kill him, Nigel Benjamin. But, he's unmasked now.
Damn, damn, damn.
Oh, too late. He's head of security. He ain't gonna do shit.
Yeah. Fuck no! No, don't hit him with a guitar.
Well, I think he was really worried about Lena, like the lake of Pete Money. That guy don't look like he fits in with this band.
Well, why? Because everybody else looks like Paul Stanley from Kiss.
Yeah.
Lick it up!
Steve doesn't like Kiss very much.
No, I don't care about it. I mean, I like some of their stuff.
My brother doesn't like Kiss. I think my brother thinks they're too repetitive, but like I said, all rock songs are repetitive. Well, now you don't care for this movie. That's some great acting by the girl playing Lynn.
Back! We'll be attack! Back! We'll attack!
Looked like that one chick that was supposed to be gay was jerking around there.
Look at him! Come on, Nigel.
He just, it's like his head all of a sudden starts bleeding, like after the fact.
I will attack!
Everybody's crazy over him just like they were Sammy Kerr.
I will attack! I think the Fast Way was maybe had some better songs.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
But this is not too bad.
But she's making the same face this whole time while he's dragging her over the, all over the stage.
I never caught this back in the day in VHS. I probably just skipped over it for some reason, but I don't recall ever seeing the video box.
I never saw it in a video store or anything. It was just a chance impulse buy. See, she's making this face like she ate something bad.
Or, I gotta run away!
Or a little kindergartner that's gotta go to the bathroom really bad.
Yeah, they're handcuffs, bitch. You can't get them off. Hey, you came to a back. I'm back.
They don't care who's singing as long as somebody's up there singing. There we go. Uh-oh. He's crying and he's still screaming during the song.
He's giving a performance.
He's giving the greatest performance of his life right here.
He's going to get that note that's going to blow his head off.
This is awesome, Steve. You got to admit it. This is going to be the great final scene.
Hey, what are you doing back there? She's rocking out with my Mexican blanket.
See, Billy I. Harper and John... Actually, it was Billy Harper and John Harper.
Ah.
Their last name was Harper.
So what the hell happened here?
I guess he died shortly after that. See, head of security, Ben Sebastian. Yep, Nigel Benjamin was...
Told you. Told you. We got Perry Morris on drums, Rich King on bass. Give it up for Rich Taylor, Richard Taylor on guitar, and Lon Cohen on guitar.
Here's four concert victims.
Uh-oh, there's Ferd. Ferd Sebastian was a cameraman.
Good old Ferd.
Kim.
Joe Gutt.
Joe Gutt was my butt.
Tony Russo, he was actually somebody in the movie, but he was assistant producer. Margaret Lewis.
Thank you, Annie.
Annie Sherup.
For the catering.
And Renee Hubbard did wardrobe, and she was in the movie.
Sherry Flowers did all that special hairstyles.
And Ben Sebastian was director of those wonderful special effects.
Well, Beverly Sebastian was production design. It was re-recorded at Burbank Studios.
And horror music was done by Nigel Benjamin.
Whoa! And the title was by Freeze Frame.
Rock and roll music written and performed by Perry Morris and Richard Taylor, Lon Cohen, and
You Can't Kill Rock and Roll.
I'm Back, Killer on the Loose.
Whoa, Sebastian International Records, Dana. We want special thanks to Hollywood, California. Babel Recorders.
Babel Recorders.
Exhaust pipes on speedboats, thank you.
And burnt cameras.
And to all our friends that appeared in the rock and roll party scene.
Hollywood, California and Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
We want a special very thanks to everybody that appeared in the rock and roll party scene. Peace out, everybody.
This is Billy I. Billy I. Harper and John Harper. Ferd and Beverly Sebastian. Who in the hell would name their kids Ferd?
Ferd. Have you heard? Oh, I was imagining that you heard. Ferd is the word. Well, that's the end of this shit, so we're done.
I still think we need to do Terror on Tour.
No, in a couple of years. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
He's full of shit.
Alright. I'm full of shit. I'm going to go empty, so...
Okay, bye.
Have fun.
Until next time.
I'm going to attack! I'm back!